This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we're joined by Google's trends expert, Kayla Conti, to discuss this week's top five most searched trends. Thanks for joining me, Kayla.
Thanks for having me.
Could you tell me what was the most searched YouTube video out there this week?
Yes, this week, Star Wars took it all with their second trailer release of The Last Jedi for their film Awake. The Force was with folks all over YouTube, and people were really excited, and it racked up over 3.7 million views since it was uploaded. I think people are really excited to see the return of Luke Skywalker and, of course, Carrie Fisher in her last role as Princess Leia.
Was there only one video, or that was it?
This was the top one for the week. I mean, of course, people are tuning into YouTube to look at all different types of videos, but this one racked up the most views this week.
Yeah, I'm totally excited to see Star Wars, too. I think anything you put Star Wars on, it's going to do well, right?
Yeah, exactly. So many faithful followers out there.
All right, for now the Google searches, what was number five?
So coming in at number five, Tiger Woods is making a comeback again. The golf legend announced that he will be returning to the sport following his fusion back surgery that's happening later this year. But it's interesting because this isn't the first time he's made a comeback. A year ago, he made another attempt following another injury that he was recovering from. So we're having a little bit of deja vu there, but people were still interested to learn more about the top golfer, how many championships he's won, and what to expect from him once he's back on the green.
Oh, man, I didn't know he needed so much surgery. I thought he was doing okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize how strenuous of a sport golfing could be, but I'm assuming it's a lot of the twisting action that happens that can really strain the tendons.
What else was searched? What was the number four?
I'm really excited for this. The Circle of Life will come full circle on summer 2019. Disney announced that the cast of the new live-action Lion King movie, which has some big names tied to it, like Beyonce, John Oliver, and, of course, James Earl Jones making his reprise of Mufasa. So people took to search to learn more about the new Lion King movie, when they can expect it to be out, who all was in it, and are just really excited to relive that childhood classic.
Oh, man. I have so many questions about this. Okay, so is the Lion King going to be like the theater performance where they're wearing like the costumes and stuff? Or is this going to be like real people, no animal, like, I guess they're not going to dress up like animals?
Right. So it'll still be a movie that'll be released in theaters, but it'll be similar to some previous live action films that were released by Disney earlier, such as Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson and The Jungle Book. So it's still taking the animation and look and feel from the classics, but incorporating a lot of more advanced digital technology and effects to make these animals and these characters seem as realistic as possible.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm looking forward to that, too. What was number three?
Number three, with the help of modern particle physics, scientists discovered an unknown void in the Pyramid of Giza this week. Cosmic rays uncovered a hidden 100-foot space, making it the first significant internal structure found within the Great Pyramid since the 19th century. So people were turning to search to find more about this mystery, wanting to know what exactly was in the void, but also doing a little bit of history lessons on their own to figure out, you know, some of the findings around the Great Pyramids and how these structures were built.
Okay, so I remember this story, and I looked it up too. I'm guilty of that. And I'm still trying to figure out, what does it mean by void? It's just like a big room? That's it?
Yeah, I'm actually still pretty uncertain myself. It's essentially this space,
yeah,
that they don't know what it's filled with or what it contains, but it's a space that, you know, has taken on a physical structure within the pyramids. And so scientists are still trying to uncover what exactly it is, how it came to be, how long it's been there. But it has something to do with negatively charged particles and nuclei and all this sort of stuff happening throughout time and space.
Yeah, I had to look up some of the other words used in the article because I was like, I'm not sure what's going on. Because at first I was like, oh, it's like a house within a house. And then they're like, no. It's a big chamber. And I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, it was confusing. What was number two? Because I was a little confused by two.
Yeah, so foodies and techies joined forces to defend a surprising text message feature this week. The debate around the cheese placement on the Apple and Android cheeseburger emojis hit an all-time high when Google, my CEO, in fact, took to Twitter and vowed to drop everything and address the serious concern. Searches in the cheeseburger emoji spiked over 660% higher than hamburger emoji this week. So it turns out people are really, really interested and passionate about where the cheese belongs on a cheeseburger.
That's what I was confused about. Why was this a thing?
You know, sometimes you just got to find the lightheartedness in things, and it was funny. People clearly have a strong stance either way, and I think it was just, a little bit of fun and humor to have going into the week.
Yeah, because the cheese debate, I remember that, and I was like, it's a cheeseburger. You know, whatever floats your boat, right?
Right.
So what was the number one search trend on Google?
Yes, this week, a lot of people turned to Google for more information about the terrorist attack in New York that claimed the lives of 8 victims. People were turning to search to figure out what happened in New York, how did all of this come to be, who all was involved, and how they can show their support for the families and victims.
Was there any information about, did he work alone, or was he like a lone wolf thing?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of reporting that came out in the hours and days following, and the investigation is still unfolding. Right now, they've announced the 29-year-old man who was responsible for driving the truck into the bike path along the Hudson River. But I think they are still trying to confirm whether or not he was the lone wolf or was connected to any other group.
Oh, hopefully they'll find more information about this situation. Well, thanks so much, Kayla, for coming on and talking about the 5 top Google's search trends.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.